Saturday, the 21st day of April, 2018. Robert wrote the following. The most significant part of your day begins early and extends into the waking hours of the morning. This is when you are establishing the path and direction of your coming experience. All that follows is a variable that is taken on when and if it appears in your life, but the major direction has already been set, and there is no need to consider anything else. The ease with which you proceed through the day indicates the degree to which you follow your pre-established but seemingly random path, and there is no other indication that you had anything to do with its establishment. The key to a perfect life is held in the condition of your subconscious in the early part of the day and not in the day itself. You can extend your life, change your general condition, and be totally happy if you nurture this special time each day when you are not necessarily awake, but extremely busy looking to what is available for your coming day. There is a notion that you are not in control when you are asleep, but the simple action of placing yourself in the hands of your Creator before you go to sleep ensures that you are in the best position for your subconscious to enact its plan ready for the coming day without being influenced by outside sources. Excitement and the great feeling of looking forward to tomorrow will activate your regenerative powers and lighten your load to the extent that nothing in the world can generate a negative influence big enough to surpass your personal feeling of well-being. As a result, you become more capable each and every day, and your general condition of life improves at an extremely fast rate. Your ability to nourish that special part of your day is a natural ability that comes out of the knowledge that it is possible and no special process is necessary to make it happen. A simple agreement within yourself that you would like to nurture this time actually makes it happen. With this in place, you are ready to enact the miracles on a regular basis and see that you are the magician behind every one of them. There is no need to hand over the job to anyone else, not even your Creator, as you have been given the capability for you to use in whatever way you see fit. It is easy to take on negative magic in the world by taking the reactive path of objection to some person or event. The problem with this type of magic is that, just like positive magic, you live the result of your own magic. The outcome of negative magic is distress and disaster, whereas the outcome of positive magic is joy and elation. When you determine that the only outcome you want is joy, elation, and miracles, you will hone your skills to only apply positive magic, even in negative situations. Your magic will work every time, even if you doubt your own ability. And as your confidence grows, your doubt will disappear, leaving with nothing but perfection in your journal of life. The limitations we continue to experience and talk about only exist because we talk and interact with one another, at this limitation level, leaving limitation as the hidden goal to return to every day. Even by saying that there are no limitations, we reconstruct the barrier that we are continually trying to tear down. By applying magic, we can make limitations transparent and as effective as a slight mist as we pass through and venture into the so-called unknown, which we find to be so familiar that we wonder why we would bother keeping ourselves away. Continual use of magic will take you to more and more familiar places, way beyond the lines of limitation and into the far reaches of the world of your Creator. As we express more, there is a sense of possibility that rises within us, and all the barriers attached to possibilities rise with them to be solved by your physical being before you can consider the possibility to be a reality. This is considered reality in the physical world, where in the true sense, it is not real at all. The possibility is a reality that is outside your present reach, but the barriers are unreal and not actually part of the formula. With a little bit of magic and a small miracle, the possibility can be moved into your reality and well within your reach. Play with the magic and bring every possibility within your reach, just like a child's toys, and you will enjoy having them all around you without being afraid of any one of them taking over your life. There are so many things that can disturb or take over your life, but if you invite all these things in all at once, they will form a balance, which maintains stability without any stress on your being and without any need for limitation in your life. It is easier to have everything in its true and natural balance than it is to limit one thing and maintain the imbalance for the rest of your life. To invite in everything at once, you must add magic in volumes you can hardly imagine. The joy of producing so much magic will occupy your every moment, and there will be little time for anything but miracles to encourage you and see you along the way. The slightest glimpse of possibility, even in a fleeting moment, is available for you to open up and explore without any concern for its influence on your life. From the dimension which is free from all repercussions based on physical laws, you can experience everything and sample or play with its various attributes to your heart's content. You can jump out of an airplane and never fall to the ground. You can fly or walk around the sky to see what is on the ground. Or you can visit a friend in another country or in another world. You can have as many experiences as you wish in a fraction of a second or over a long period. And all it does is enhance your life and brighten your smile. Add a little bit more magic, and you will see various parts of your parallel dimension appear in front of you in the physical world. The path is endless, and the variety continues to amaze us all, but most of all, it is you who are in control by leaving out the programmed controls introduced by the physical world and allowing magic and miracles to be your only tool in your mastery of life in the physical world.